So what are the ways in which the midterm instruction first words can be misapplied? It can become an obstacle. So let's just say judging devotees by the quantity of food that they eat.
Yes,
see, the main danger is making renunciation the standard of devotion. That means this devotee is so renounced, therefore this devotee will be the devotee. But renunciation is a fruit of devotion. It is not a standard of devotion. So sometimes our renunciation, the purpose of renunciation is that when there is renunciation, we can look up undistractedly at Krishna. But sometimes that same renunciation can make us look down proudly at others. Say that. So if I am fasting Nirjal on Ekadashi, and I go to the kitchen and see who all are eating what, that's very scary. Hopeless. Boom. See, like that, you know what is happening? Our body is fasting, but our ego is feasting. So basically, when we become renunciation centered instead of saying Krishna centered, we just get distracted. We become proud, we become judgmental towards others. So now we have to understand that renunciation is helpful in the practice of bhakti. Renunciation is important in the practice of bhakti, but the essence is bhakti. And another important thing to understand is that some people will be naturally renounced. That means that they may, by their past karma, in this life or in the earlier life, they may be very simple. And for them to control their senses, it will be very easy. And so, all renunciation is not necessarily because of them. So, they will naturally renounce. It's like we have six opulences of Krishna: beauty, strength, wealth, fame, knowledge, renunciation. Now, if somebody is very beautiful, does that mean that they are great devotees? They can be, but beauty is not a sign of devotion. Beauty comes by past purga. Strength can come by past purga. Similarly, by past purga karma, renunciation can also come. So, if some people have got renunciation in the past purga karma, it's good because they just said if somebody has wealth, they can use that wealth in Krishna's service. You don't have to worry about earning money. Just similarly, if somebody has renunciation, they can use that renunciation in Krishna's service. But the renunciation alone itself is not necessarily a sign of money. It's not necessarily a fruit of money. So sometimes, this doesn't mean that somebody some devotee is renouncing, this is just by the past. we should always think in a way that helps us to say him. If we see a devotee is renounced, I don't know. Maybe because of his devotee, past karma, past good upbringing, past good action, obviously because of his devotee's seriousness. But the point is, we respect the devotee, but we don't have to make that devotee's renunciation as a standard by which we compare our devotion. This devotee sits for only 5 hours. I need 7 hours. Therefore, I am useless. No, not me. What my body needs, I have to provide it to. So, when we reset other devotees, that we recognize that I am going to serve Krishna and I need to do whatever it takes to serve Krishna, then we will regulate at our level and we move towards Krishna. Does that answer the question?
Yes. You are doing this.